Rise FM Drive with Zuki na Lilius. With great sadness that sizwa ukuthi isilo samabandle ubayede King Goodwill Zwelithini uselele sizwe lezo indaba namhlanje ekseni upremier wakwaZulu Natal ukhansele wonke ama program ahulumeni in respect of this, and both Lily and myself would like to honor him with a moment of silence before we play a clip from our local reigning king here in Mpumalanga.
My name is Ikosi Sipho Mahlangu, the chairperson of the National House of Traditional Leaders. We have learned with great shock the passing of His Majesty King Zwelithini Kabheke Zulu. He passes on just after we lost three other traditional leaders who are kings as well. The king of the Bapedi nation, Kgoshikgolo Thulare, the king or the queenship of Magagabe in Eastern Cape, Umama Onoloyiso, the king of Amaxhosa, Ogumgani Zanozuko. So we are deeply saddened, and the institution is in deep, great, is in mourning. On the passing of these four kings now, because King Zwelithini makes it the fourth king. In King Zwelithini, we've lost one of the greatest kings to have ever graced this country. As a province of Mpumalanga, especially the Ndzundza Mabhoko or kingship, I think we've lost a family friend in that King Zwelithini around 1969, up until 1975, he seeked refuge within the kingship Yakwamabhoko during the KZN unrest, and when there were attempts on his life in KZN, he lived with my family. So we've lost a father, we've lost a family member, we've lost one of the greatest kings that was the only king that had that was able to succeed on the issue of the land question, where land of the Zulu people has been in his hands, and the Zulu nation on their own as a nation, where they could decide what should happen on that land. And there's been a lot of developmental programs that have been done on that piece of land that is under Ingonyama Trust. And as a sector, we are on a different trajectory now, a trajectory where we've decided to adopt a developmental monarchs concept, and that concept we also drafted a master plan that we call Invest Rural Master Plan, of which is a blueprint for development in rural areas. And we had always sought counsel from the king, and we were always getting good advices on how we should embark on this, and we were able to give the president the master plan yesterday of how we're going to develop a rural community. So we are saddened that he passes on just when we're about to implement this program, and his ideas and advices would have been invaluable, you know, as the institution embarks on a developmental approach. I think he's one of those fearless leaders that never feared to raise his voice whenever there were issues that affected the Zulu people, and also affected the institution of traditional leadership. So we've lost a voice of the institution, a very fearless voice. We say to the Zulu royal family that heartfelt condolences, also heartfelt condolences to the Zulu nation as well. We are saying let them take the good out of what they've learned from their king. Because no one will close that void that he has left, and we hope that all those that would be taking over after him would build on the foundation that he has set up. Thank you.